This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Following a November ruling that removed agriculture's exemption from being required to pay time and a half for overtime, Washington dairies now face two dozen lawsuits calling for 3 years back overtime pay be paid retroactively. But according to the Washington State Dairy Federation's Scott Dilley, a pair of partner bills in the legislature would stop these lawsuits.
The focus of the bill is to say, you know, if there is a new interpretation of law, that claims under that new interpretation can be made moving forward prospectively, but not retroactively.
The retro pay, Dilley says, was not addressed in the Supreme Court's decision.
Since the majority opinion of the court did not address that issue, we're asking the legislature to step in and address that issue and, you know, basically protect farmers for the past 3 years because they were paying according to the interpretation of the law at the time, what the law was. So they shouldn't be held liable 3 years retroactively for a new interpretation.
Skagit County dairy farmer Jason Vanderkoy says farming is tough enough already.
So have this hanging over us, this threat. And then, you know, many of the farmers already being served papers. It's just another blow. It's going to be tough mentally on a lot of these people. Now, this needs to be fixed. It's urgent.
Listen tomorrow for more.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.